You are in tune. You're listening to
WWBC Coco Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, Indian Atlantic, Indian Harbor, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL, Coco, 99.9 FM.
Hello and welcome to another installment of the Hour of Power radio program, hosted by Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr. We're glad you could join us this morning as we delve into the Word of God. So prepare your hearts, prepare your minds, and grab a Bible. Now here's your host, Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr.
Hello and welcome. Thank you so much for tuning in to Kingdom Sounds. This is the Victory International Praise Ministry radio broadcast. If you don't know, the ministry is located at 250 North Babcock Street in the city of Melbourne, Florida. Our pastors are Pastor Thomas, Pastor Teresa Robinson. Just welcome you to join us at one of our service time. We'd love to hear from you, love to have you come and fellowship with us. I'm your host today, Minister Andre Jordan. Just really glad for all that the Lord has given us. Just glad that this is the day He's made. He's given it to us, a blessed and a beautiful day in the Lord. We just thank Him. And actually, our topic today is going to touch on the subject of giving. So let me just pray. Father, thank you so much for all that you've given us. My gosh, if we would just take the time to count, it would be innumerable, all that you've done in our lives, all that you've provided for us. Father, help us to honor you as God. Help us to honor all that we receive by your hand. Help us to acknowledge you. Help us to give back to you. Teach us how to give like you give. Teach us how to live a life of giving. We pray and we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. So I'm glad always to be with you guys. You know we're here Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Thank you for tuning in to WWBC. Our topic today is I want to live a God life. And I want to say, pulling away from that topic, I want to live a God life because truly I do. I hope you do too. I believe many believers listen to the broadcast, want to live a God life. And those that are new to the broadcast, God wants you to live a God life too. A God life is a giving life. Even as we pray, God, teach us to give. You know, many things we can ask of the Lord to see increase in. Many times we pray for things to see increase in. But what about today if we just set aside these moments together and pray, Father, help us to live a giving life. I know many of us give, but let's ask God to increase our giving. Increase our giving. Let us live a God life, and let us recognize that a God life is a giving life. I think about God. God is a giver. God is a giver. I think about the scripture that says, for it is more blessed to give than to receive. Right? It's more blessed to give than to receive. God is a giver. From the time we've known Him, all He's done is give. We can take a look, if we did back in the beginning, if we were to flip back to the book of Genesis, the book of beginnings, look at chapter 1, look at chapter 2, all the way to the book of Revelation. God is a giver. He gave us everything we needed for life here in the natural. He gave us everything we need for spiritual life and godliness. He's given all He does. If we were to say, does God have a middle name? It's giver. He's a giver. He gave us light. He gave us the heavens. He gave us the waters in Genesis. I'm just listing out what we see in chapters 1 and 2. He gave us the seas. He gave us the fish. He gave us the fowls of the air, the birds of the air. He gave us the beast of the field. He gave us the Garden of Eden. He gave us a beautiful dwelling place, a place to live and have just flourish. Didn't have to work, hold down a job. He gave us his image. He gave us his likeness. Didn't have to toil, I would say, because there was assignment even in the Garden of Eden. But he gave us his likeness. He gave us his spirit. He gave us dominion. He gave us authority. He gave us the very breath in our lungs. He breathed into our nostrils the breath of life. He gave us all of these things, just everything. He thought through everything we would need. He gave Adam Eve. He gave us the joy of a companion and spouse and children. He gave. I just looked at two chapters out of the 66 books of the Bible, and already he gave everything. And we continue. God gave us Jesus. Oh, if he hadn't done enough, he gave us Jesus Christ. That he gave us his best gift. He gave us Jesus. All the way from the Old Testament to the New, we walk over to the New Testament. We see God is a giver. I want to live a God life. A God life is a giving life. We got to look and see and know I'm called to live a life like Jesus. I'm called to represent Jesus in the earth. I'm called. God gave us, we said in Genesis, he created us in his likeness. He created us in his image. He had put his DNA in us. He breathed the breath of life in our nostrils. He put his DNA in us. He imparted himself into us. I'm called to live a life of giving. I'm called to live a life of serving. I'm called to live a life of obedience, right? God is a giver. We know John 3:16, the epitome of the gift and the giving of God. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. For God so loved the world, he gave Jesus to mankind. He gave Jesus. He gave us his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have eternal life. What a giving God we have. What a giving God God is. He gave his son. He gave us the gift that keeps on giving, perpetual in perpetuity. Jesus is a gift that keeps on giving infinitely throughout all of eternity. God is that type of giver. Jesus' whole life was given as a gift to mankind. Jesus invested his life serving mankind, touching mankind, ministering to mankind, meeting the needs of mankind, giving, serving, praying, teaching, discipling, feeding, healing, delivering. This is who we serve. God is a giver. I want to live a God life, and a God life is a giving life. I want to be like God. I want to give like God. I want to have his heart of compassion. I want to have his heart to minister to the needs of others. Let's look at some scriptures. Let's look at some scriptures. I'm loving this topic. I want to live a God life. A God life is a giving life. We don't talk about giving enough. And when we talk about giving, it is finances. It is money. It is that. We're not going to shirk away from that. But it is more than that. That and so much more. That and so much more. It's important to give. It's important to want to give. It's important to love to give. It's important to desire to give. And the thing about giving is it's not in the quantity as much as it is in the quality. It's not just in the quantity. I can give millions, but it's the heart posture. It's in the quality of giving, the heart posture that we give in. We give as unto the Lord, minister, do, serve, as unto the Lord. And it's not about how much we give, but it's about, do we give? Are we stewards? Are we givers? Do we recognize first that everything belongs to the Lord? Do we recognize our responsibility as a steward of what belongs to God? Let's look at Mark 12. Let's look at Mark 12, our first passage. And we're going to read verse 41 through 44. Mark chapter 12, verse 41 through 44. God is a giver. I want to be like God. I want a God life. That is a giving life. That makes me a giver. And if I haven't been a giver, God help me tune in and receive this word to know change must come. I've got to make some changes. I want to be like my Heavenly Father. I want His DNA in me, demonstrated through me. And His DNA is giving, is in His DNA. Okay, Mark 12. Okay, 41. And Jesus sat over against the treasury, and He looked at how the people cast their money into the treasury. He was near the collection box in the temple. He watched as the crowds, the people, dropped their money into the treasury. It says that many rich people put in large amounts. He says, and there came a certain poor widow, and she dropped in two small coins, two small mites, which only add up to a farthing. And Jesus, when He saw it, you know Jesus, teachable moment, when He saw it, He called His disciples over to Him. And He said unto His disciples, verily I say unto you, that this poor widow has cast more in than all of them which put their money in the treasury in the collection box. For they all gave according to their abundance. But I tell you the truth, the widow, she gave more than all the others that are making humongous contributions, for they gave a tiny part out of their surplus. They just gave a small portion of overflow. But the widow, she gave everything she had. She gave all she had, even that what she had to live in. It's not quantity. It's not the largeness of the gift. Sometimes we don't give because we think, what is this? This don't matter. This don't mean anything. I might as well keep this. But listen, learn from the widow today. Learn from the poor, certain widow today. Give God your all. And when I make that statement, I'm not just talking about money, but give God your all. Give God our lesson from this nameless woman. Give God your all. We need to give Him our all. He wants all of us. That's for sure. God wants all of us. He doesn't want us holding back, but He wants all of us, or all of Him and all of His use. He wants us willing and obedient and committed to serve Him, committed to do what He said. Give your all. Another passage of scripture. Let's go to Mark 10. But I just wanted to bring out, she did not have the largest contribution, donation, but what she had, she gave it willingly. She gave it freely.
and she gave it to God with a right heart. Sometimes we have to be careful in our giving. Is our heart right? Is our heart right? When we, as we give, is the heart right? Is our heart posture where our giving is to the glory of God, an act of generosity, and not to draw attention to ourselves? What is the motive for how we give? What is the motive for what we're doing? We need to be mindful that our giving is to the glory of God. It's to the, for the body of Christ, that there is provision in God's house. We need to be careful that our giving is not to seek attention, to not get glory, to not get recognition. We don't want to be like Ananias and Sapphira in our giving. We're trying to make a name for ourselves, trying to look like something and be deceptive in our giving. But we want to give freely from a right heart with the right motive, right agenda, or no agenda, and no agenda, no ulterior motives. But giving because we're like stirred by the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord leading us, stirred by compassion, seeing needs of others, desiring to be a blessing to the body of Christ, desiring to be a blessing for the work of the Lord. I want to live a God life today. And a God life is a giving life. We're talking about being givers, increasing in giving, having a heart to give. Giving starts in the heart of man. It starts in our hearts. Let's look at Mark chapter 10. I want to read verse 35. Then James and John, the sons of Zebedee, they came up to Jesus and they said, "Master, we want you to do for us whatever we desire. We want you to do a favor for us. We want to tell you something. We're asking for a favor," right off the top. And Jesus answered them and said, "What is your request? What should, or what would you that I do to you? What are you requesting? What are you asking?" And they, James and John, said to Jesus, "Grant us, when you sit on your glorious throne, we want to sit one on the right hand and the other on the left hand." And Jesus said to them, "You don't know what you're asking. You don't know what you're asking for." Jesus said, "Are you able to drink from the cup that of suffering? Can you drink from the cup of suffering, the bitter cup of suffering that I'm about to drink for? You don't know what you're asking. Are you able to drink from this bitter cup of suffering that we saw him drink from as he endured in the prayer in the Garden of Gethsemane, as he went to the cross and hung from the cross? Are you able to drink from the bitter cup of suffering I'm about to drink from? Are you able to be baptized with the baptism that I'm baptized with? Are you able to be baptized in a baptism of suffering?" This is Jesus the giver talking. Jesus the epitome of giving talking. And James and John said to Jesus, "We can." "Oh yes," they replied, "we are able." And Jesus said unto them, "You shall indeed drink from my bitter cup. You shall indeed be baptized with my baptism of suffering. You're going to go through, saints. We're going to go through. But the Lord is with us. And the Lord will sustain and give us what we need as we go through." And Jesus said, verse 40, "But to sit on my right hand and to sit on my left hand, that is not mine to give you. God has prepared those places for the ones that he has chosen." So Jesus said, "I can't give you. I don't have the authority to do that. God has those two seats reserved for those that God has chosen that will sit on the left and sit on the right." And when the 10 other disciples heard what John and James asked of Jesus, they began to be very displeased and indignant with those two brothers. And Jesus called to them, the disciples, and said, "You know that the rulers in the world, they flaunt their authority and they lord over their people." Jesus said, they exercise rule over the Gentiles. They exercise lordship over them. They exercise authority upon them. Jesus said, verse 43, "But it shall not be so among you. Whoever will be great among you shall be your minister." Verse 44, "And whoever will be the chief," I want to be hailed to the chief, "shall be servant of all." Jesus said, you must be a minister and a servant. That is the heart he requires. We are called to give and serve and minister to the world, to the body of Christ. That is what Jesus, our example, requires. If you want to be great, serve others, minister to others, bless others. In other words, give to others. You want to be great? Give. Mark chapter 8, verse 34. I'm turning my pages. Mark chapter 8, verse 34. And it reads, "And when he had called the people unto them with his disciples, he also said unto them, whosoever will come unto me, let him deny himself." A giving life, a God life, is not a selfish life. Jesus said, if you will come and follow after me, step one, deny yourself. Step two, take up your cross. Step three, and follow me. A godly life, the life of a giver, is an unselfish life. It's a life of giving oneself to the Lord's service, giving oneself to the service of God, the service of the body of Christ, the service of the world, to serve, to give, to be selfless. That is the heart of God for us. It says in the scripture, Luke 6, we are called to give, the scripture tells us, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall men, women, boys, girls, establishments, businesses, given to our bosom. It says, "Give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall men give into your bosom. The measure that you use shall be measured unto you again." We're called to give. We're called to give. We're called to be givers. Luke 21, verses 1 through 2, through 4. Luke 21, verses 1 through 4. "And Jesus, he looked up and he saw the rich men casting their gifts into the treasury. And he saw the certain poor widow casting her two mites. And he said, of a truth, I say to you, this poor widow has cast in more than them all. They gave out of their abundance, they cast in their offerings. But she gave out of her poverty." She gave out of being poor, being in lack, not having much, but she still gave. There's no excuse for us. None of us are excluded from God's command to give. We all have something to give. We all have a smile to give. We all have compassion to give. We all have a godly hug to give. We all have a kind word to give. There is something that you and I can give. Giving. We look in the garden back when we started Genesis chapters 1 and 2. God gave us everything, and he's continued to give through the, from Genesis to Revelation. God has shown himself as a giver. The book of Malachi talks to us about not robbing God, of having a heart of stewardship, of having a heart to recognize that God owns it all. In Malachi 3, verse 8, it says, "Will a man rob God?" We know this verse. "Yet you've robbed me. You've robbed me in your giving." You say and ask a question, "How do we rob you, Lord?" In tithing and offering and giving. Verse 9, "You're cursed with a curse, for you have robbed me, even this whole nation." We're called to be givers. Tithing is the basics. That's a baby step. That's a pacifier. That's a baby bottle. We're called to be giving. That's an established thing. God gave all. Tithing begins in the garden. We see God say, "You can have everything. Don't touch this one tree." We can see God gave Jesus. Jesus is the tithe to mankind. Jesus is an example of a tithe. The tree in the garden is an example of a tithe. So tithing is not a new concept, but that's a place that we start in our giving. You start with tithing and you grow from there. Oh, there's so much more I want to say, but let me wrap up. The time is gone today. I just want to say, God, help us in this area of giving. Help us to grow. Help us to enlist today to receive of all that you've given us. And number one, to receive Christ, to pick up the gift of Christ, to pick up the gift of salvation. God, we pray that you would bless us all to increase in giving and being a giver that represents you, looks like you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Good evening, and thank you for listening to our broadcast. I want to take a moment and invite you to our marriage conference, March the 16th and 17th. The location is 250 North Babcock, 250 North Babcock. That's Victory International Praise Church, 250 North Babcock in Melbourne, Florida. The Bible says we're destroyed for a lack of knowledge. And a lot of times marriages are going through some things because we do lack knowledge. The Bible says to dwell with your spouse according to knowledge. And so we want to give you some knowledge and even some wisdom. And so once again, the address is 250 North Babcock, Melbourne, Florida. We will be starting at 7 p.m. I pray that God will stir the hearts of even the spouses that you don't even believe would be willing to come, that God would stir their hearts to come and to be there. All right, God bless you. We love you.
You're listening to WWBC, 1510 AM, 94.7 FM, 99.9 FM, and 100.7 FM. Today's Modern Worship, Coco, Rockledge, and all of Brevard County.
Let me tell you.